Nostr Wallet Connect is useful for far more than simply integrating Lightning into Nostr applications as well. The entire design philosophy of Nostr itself as a protocol was centered around keeping it simple enough that the entire protocol could be easily implemented correctly by any developer with minimal time and resources. Applications that have nothing to do with Nostr can easily integrate NWC or similar protocols with almost no overhead or complexity to address the underlying issues of how to connect a Bitcoin wallet with their application without having to build it directly into the app. The best in Bitcoin made audible. I am Guy Swan, and this is Bitcoin Audible. What is up, guys? Welcome back to Bitcoin Audible. I am Guy Swan, the guy who has read more about Bitcoin than anybody else you know. This show is brought to you by Swan.com, a full financial suite of services for anyone who wishes to be on a Bitcoin standard and learn how to get there. And of course, CoinKite, the makers of some of the best hardware devices and so many just cool little things on top of just the security and the cold card and the tap signer and all of these great things. Both of these have been longtime sponsors of the show and make amazing products. Links and details will be in the show notes so you can check them out. I actually just used my cold card today on my nunchuck, and it always gets me how awesome it is. But anyway, today we are doing a read. And it is another one by Shinobi, and this conversation or this topic right now is very close to my heart, and it is because I am working on a project that is similar, not similar in like what it does, but similar in the way it solves a problem, as Nostr Wallet Connect. That is what this episode is about, and it is not a Wallet Connect app or anything like that. But just in the generic idea of finding an alternative communication mechanism to sort out a problem that otherwise would be very difficult and need a lot of complexity. Is how do you simplify this down to a almost practically plug-and-play sort of level? And I've not really known much about Nostr Wallet Connect, so I'm really happy. There's another piece by Shinobi who has done such a good job of doing technical breakdowns and articles on all of these new developments and basically the tech. Huge thank you. A great resource, because it's just always been, lately it's been my introduction to so many of the different tools, and it's easy to just kind of like start digging through the links and doing a deep dive afterward or during my read. But some of them I don't even really get to dive into, or I'm not even aware of until Shinobi does a piece on it. So just a shout out. Shinobi has been doing phenomenal work with all of that. So on that note, let's go ahead and just get into the article about Nostr Wallet Connect. It's a Bitcoin Magazine article. That's where you can find all of Shinobi's stuff. I will have the link in the show notes, actually to his page. We've done obviously a ton of these in audio on the show, but his page over on Bitcoin Magazine is now basically just like a series of like introductions into like 100 different tools and tech in the Bitcoin space. So definitely check it out. But with that, let's go ahead and get into today's read. And it's titled, Nostr Wallet Connect, a Bitcoin Application Collaboration Layer by Shinobi. As the complexity of Bitcoin software and applications using Bitcoin grows, the need for a simple coordination mechanism for different applications to interact grows as well. Going into the future of Bitcoin adoption and development, there is one issue of software interacting that is coming to the forefront of roadblocks developers must deal with: compatibility. As applications and protocols in this space become more complex and feature-full in order to meet the needs of actual users and use cases, this presents a dilemma that fundamentally has only two real answers: Either an application or a wallet must internally integrate every protocol and feature necessary to meet the requirements of its purpose, or different applications must be able to talk to each other. One example of where this issue crops up is in the integration of Lightning into different applications and software tools. Lightning is a very complicated protocol stack to implement, involving numerous sub-protocols dictating how to coordinate and process updates to the state of a Lightning channel. This involves the transaction structure for each channel state and what it is enforcing, the order in which each step of crafting and signing new transactions is conducted to guarantee safety of user funds, and functions to watch the blockchain to react in an appropriate way automatically if invalid states are ever submitted to the blockchain. This is a lot of complexity for a single application developer to take on themselves, directly integrating to their project. The obvious conclusion, if that requires too much effort, is to depend on already produced software handling the problem of implementing Lightning, and simply build your application to talk to that external software. This leads to the next problem. What if your application's users don't use that particular Lightning implementation or wallet? Even by outsourcing that functionality of an app, the development team still hasn't fully escaped the complexity problem. While they don't have to fully implement Lightning on their own, a developer taking this route now has to handle incorporating API support for any Lightning wallet the user of their application could potentially be using. This necessitates keeping up with any changes or alterations to multiple Lightning wallets, their API, how the internal features of that wallet works, and which ones they support. Not keeping up with any changes in a particular wallet would break their application for users of that wallet. Some standardized mechanism needs to exist for software on both sides of that gap to simply be able to implement that one thing for all of these different tools to talk to each other. This would allow each application developer and each Lightning wallet developer to all simply integrate and maintain one single protocol that would enable their applications to communicate with each other. Nostr Wallet Connect is a protocol making the attempt at being a truly generalized mechanism for fulfilling this need. When seeking to embed Lightning payments into Nostr, all of these complexity issues arriving from how to do it cropped up. Lightning and NWC. The team behind Amethyst, a Nostr client, and Albi, the web-based Lightning wallet, created NWC in order to solve the problem of Nostr users wishing to integrate Lightning into their Nostr experience without having to use a special purpose wallet. The application/protocol is based on Nostr's identity architecture, where every message or event sent over Nostr is signed by a cryptographic key pair functioning as your identity on Nostr. This allows an application to simply generate a Nostr key pair and from that alone have a cryptographic authentication mechanism to use in communicating with an external Bitcoin wallet to fulfill the functionality of the app. Using the key pair to register the external application with the Lightning wallet, the application can now ping your wallet to initiate a payment. The specification currently supports paying Bolt 11 invoices, making keysend payments, invoiceless payments made to a node's public key, paying multiple invoices simultaneously, generating an invoice to present to someone else to pay you, and a few other functionalities to allow payment history and wallet balance queries from the external application. All of this is coordinated over Nostr, allowing for a very redundant means of communication not dependent on a single centralized messaging mechanism or the user needing to depend on complicated software such as Tor or other protocols to facilitate the network connection between an application and wallet software or infrastructure running on their home network. Nostr also supports encrypted direct messages, meaning the communication between the wallet and the application is entirely private, revealing no details about payments being coordinated to the Nostr relays used to communicate. On the wallet side of the NWC or Nostr Wallet Connect bridge, security restrictions can be implemented to prevent the external application from having unfettered access to wallet funds in the case that the Nostr key used to communicate with the wallet was compromised. Restrictions on the amounts allowed to be spent, as well as the frequency of payments, are configurable on the wallet side of the connection. NWC is useful for far more than simply integrating Lightning into Nostr applications as well. The entire design philosophy of Nostr itself as a protocol was centered around keeping it simple enough that the entire protocol could be easily implemented correctly by any developer with minimal time and resources. Applications that have nothing to do with Nostr can easily integrate NWC or similar protocols with almost no overhead or complexity to address the underlying issues of how to connect a Bitcoin wallet with their application without having to build it directly into the app. Beyond Lightning. The potential for a protocol like NWC to provide massive value to wallet and application developers goes far beyond integrating Lightning wallets into special purpose applications. The entire long-term direction of interacting with Bitcoin, short of some mind-blowing fundamental breakthrough no one has yet realized, is towards interactive protocols between multiple users. Multi-party coin pools are a perfect example. Most of the specific design proposals like ARC or timeout trees are built around a central coordinating party or service provider, which can easily facilitate a means of message passing between users' wallets, but this hamstrings the design space with a single point of failure. If 100 users are packed into a coin pool together on top of a single UTXO, the security model is based around each user having a pre-signed pathway to withdraw their coins unilaterally on-chain. This mechanism can be exercised in the event of any failure or disappearance of the coordinator to ensure their funds are not lost, but this is the least efficient way to handle such a worst-case scenario. If users were able to find a mechanism to communicate with each other in the absence of the service provider or coordinator, much more efficient on-chain exits could be achieved by using the larger group multisig to migrate their funds elsewhere with a much more efficient, and therefore cheaper, on-chain footprint. NWC and Nostr are a perfect fit for such a scenario. Collaborative multi-signature wallets between multiple parties could also benefit from such a protocol. In combination with standards like PSBT, a simple Nostr communication mechanism could drastically simplify the complexity of different wallets with multi-sig support, coordinating transaction signing in a smooth and user-friendly way. Discrete log contracts, or DLCs, are another amazing use for such a protocol. The entire DLC scheme relies on both parties being able to access Oracle signatures to unilaterally close a contract correctly if both parties will not cooperate to settle it collaboratively. Nostr is the perfect mechanism for oracles to broadcast these signatures and allow for a simple subscription to their Nostr key in users' wallets to automatically track and acquire signatures when broadcast by oracles. As time goes on and more applications and protocols are built on top of Bitcoin with the requirement of interactivity between users and between different applications, a general-purpose communication mechanism to facilitate that without relying on a single point of failure is going to be sorely needed. Nostr is the perfect underlying protocol to facilitate that, given its incredible simplicity and the redundancy of a large set of relays to utilize. Nostr Wallet Connect is the perfect example of that being a viable solution. This show is brought to you by swan.com/guy. That is my link if you were looking for the full financial suite of services around your Bitcoin life. Smash buy Bitcoin whenever you want, on the website or right in the app on your phone. Set up a long-term savings plan that is fully automated. Buy automatically based on your time period and your amount, and automatically withdraw to your keys to your cold storage whenever it hits a threshold that is the risk that you are willing to take with a centralized exchange. Entirely your discretion and your choice. You can set up a multi-sig vault with Swan if you want their assistance in the case of anything going wrong or a lost key. For high net worth individuals, you set up Swan Private for white glove support to have somebody always there at your beck and call to answer any questions, to deal with any uncertainties or unfamiliarities. Swan Private is the next level personal support for literally all things Bitcoin. Then you want to set up your IRA. You want to set up a retirement account. You want to get your business connected. You want to set up an employee benefit package that saves Bitcoin with them. Or you literally just want to learn anything and everything there is to know about Bitcoin, just go to Swan. If you have not explored all that they have to offer, or it's been a while and you haven't seen them recently, you need to check them out. They're literally now into Bitcoin mining and are in the process of building their own Bitcoin-only institutional custodian. The link and details will be right in the show notes, so check them out. All right, so I got to be honest. When I first started looking into Nostr Wallet Connect, and which is a great idea conceptually. Like, all of these things are a great idea. It's very similar to Synonym and Slash Tags, which, as I understand it, is taking a bit of a, not a rebrand, but a repurposing for how it's going to be used. I know everything's kind of been quiet on the BitKit front, but it's because, as I understand it, they've been working on a lot of other big things behind the scenes. But it just so happened that they're actually right on the verge of doing some other new updates to the BitKit wallet and things, which is funny because it had been a while since I had come back around to them. And when I did, I just kind of timed it right. But regardless, the reason I specifically just bring that up is because it was a similar idea in kind of simplifying and creating a way for something to talk or to initiate a conversation between certain devices that was kind of agnostic to what they wanted to do. And this is very much, it seems to me, what Nostr Wallet Connect is trying to do, in that it's using the relay system of Nostr to create an independent communication layer that already has an identity, a basic key system built in, and it's already got encrypted messaging, and it's already got, like, you know, like secure signatures. So it solves a lot of the more the basic problems of the operation and getting, like, an app to authenticate, or dealing with the amount of control or specificity that one would need in order to kind of, you know, create a layer of security on something like this. Because what we're talking about is having some external application being able to control or send instructions to your Lightning wallet. So it kind of gets around both the centralized, like, trusted party, the visibility, the privacy problem, and the server problem. Just the general, how do I get messages from one to the other, all in one go. And the other really cool thing just about the concept of using Nostr is that you already have a profile. You already have an identity. You already have a network of friends and stuff. It's kind of like the ability to then immediately leverage your contact list and list to be able to contact people, or to, you know, to zap them or send them Lightning invoices and that sort of thing in a similar fashion. Basically, the convenience that you get from every app asking you to share your freaking phone contact list so that they can search through and see who also has X app or whatever it is, but all the huge privacy concerns and constant sharing of information, and the obvious, like, metadata collection, and the fact that multiple central parties in those arrangements are usually collecting entire databases of information that you have, your contact list, who you're connecting to, et cetera, et cetera. It essentially enables that sort of convenience, that level of actually connecting those networks, arguably an even greater level of connection for those within the Nostr community, because you basically have your profile within any app that you want, and you don't have to deal with some funky, it's some complex API. And one of the big things about Nostr in general is its simplicity, is its ability to accomplish its global network with as few moving pieces as possible, basically. Or simply without numerous layers of complexity. It's just not a complex setup. And that's really part of the reason for the design and trying to do it the way it does. And I'll tell you, the logging in with Nostr, logging in with, like, my Albi wallet or my extension or my phone wallet, like, even when I'm just logging into services with Phoenix wallet, man, that is one of the most incredible user experiences of just being able to today. So I decided to, I recently broke out before Christmas. I was trying to decide if I wanted to get a Quest 3 or maybe even consider one of the Vision Pros or whatever. I ended up didn't do anything, but it got me to break out my Quest 2 again because I haven't done anything with it in almost a year. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll just reinvestigate this thing, see if I want to sell it before Christmas. You know, if I'm not ever actually going to use it or break it out because I'm just too damn busy and like I'm not entertained by it anymore, then I should at least give it some other home with somebody who cares about it, get a couple of bucks out of it, and, you know, stack some Bitcoin or think about getting a Quest 3. But I broke it back out, and I was actually kind of entertained. I had forgotten some of the fun things I can do with it, and the boxing game is a ridiculous workout. Like, and in my attempts to do a bunch of my habit building, it's been an easy thing to just add, to be like, I have to do a couple of boxing matches. So I ended up just deciding that I'm going to hang on to it. But all of this is just to say, I went in to change my PIN number because I apparently forgot it and did not keep a good record of it when I originally set it up. Holy crap. The difficulty in trying to get this to work on the actual device, on the actual Oculus, on like logging into it on my computer, and then having to confirm with an email, link. But then I was confirming on the Oculus with an email link on my, that I couldn't log into my email because my password was on my KeePass here on my desktop. And I'm pretty guarded about my Proton Mail account because I've had bad histories with emails. And so then I had to go back and confirm on the device, and then it sent me a confirmation code, and then I couldn't figure out where in the account it was, and I realized I had two different accounts, and one of them was like tied to Facebook, and then I apparently didn't do anything with that one, so I was like even logged into the wrong one, and I created one outside of it because I just wanted a generic one. I mean, just the level of, I'm not even kidding you, I'm not even kidding you, it took me 30 minutes to log in, get confirmation, prove who I was, and get to the screen where I could change my PIN code. I was literally ready to pull my hair out by the end of it. The experience of being able to log in with Noster, every service that I can just log in with my Lightning wallet or with Noster, even if I have multiple accounts, if it's easy to log in, if it takes 2 seconds, I can just find out. If I can log in with Phoenix on Stacker News and then it doesn't work or it's not the account that I'm looking for, and then I just log in with my Albie, it literally takes like 6 seconds to try multiple accounts. And there's no confirmation codes, there's no email, I'm not even attached to an email. And even better, they pull all of my profile information. So if I didn't have an account, I basically already have all of my details. I have my profile. I have whatever links I have. I have my my image and thumbnail from the Noster ecosystem. I have all my contacts so people can confirm that it's me. It's so easy, and I try to use some of these services that specifically take advantage of it. And when I do, and then I have to go back and deal with some bullshit like Meta, it's like it suddenly becomes eye-gouging levels of frustration because you know none of it has to exist. None of it has to be that way. It doesn't have to be that stupid. And this is one of the reasons why I think, and I'm still not 100%, the more and more I use Keet and explore what we can build with the hole punch protocol, basically, the universe, and then Pair Runtime, which is dropping on the 14th, and by the way, I'm not even 100% sure if this is public yet, but we're going to have a big Twitter Spaces on the 15th, which actually this won't drop until Monday, so it will have to be announced by then. But this is a really big development coming from that ecosystem. And what this is actually doing, Pair Runtime and Hole Punch and everything, what that whole stack, so to speak, is doing, and what Noster are doing, are they're roughly solving very, very similar problems in different ways. Now, if Hole Punch didn't exist, I would be 100% no questions asked, all in on Noster, because it is by far the simplest method, and it has worked incredibly well for building out that that kind of like first atomic network and proving that it has the global state, global state is not the term, because it's not a blockchain. It's not a consensus mechanism. Nobody has the same picture of what's going on. It's that it has a global reach. It has a global network, so to speak. And as long as you have, some sort of common relay, and, you generally connect to like 8, 10, 15 relays, whatever it is. As long as you have a common relay, you can basically find everyone on the network. But there's still one big problem with the way Nostr works, is the fact that it does not solve the difference. It tries to distribute the server problem using relays, which it does an incredibly good job at. And it basically routes around the hosting problem by essentially not needing the relay to be the host of external data. They don't need to be the host of the video or the host of the image. That's why you have services like Nostr.build and these other that are just purely external hosts, and then you can embed. But some relays are, in fact, just storing. Like Domus, if I'm uploading something, Domus just stores it on their relay. And then the same thing with Primal. A lot of them have native uploading, and it just goes straight to their relay. But the one inescapable feedback, basically a negative feedback loop with this, is that it is still highly likely and almost necessary that as this scales, relays scale down, like in the sense that the number of relays, it will centralize the bigger it gets and the more successful it gets because of the load necessary to distribute the information. And then it also, the best way to keep it from centralizing or to protect the decentralized nature of it is to have many people running relays, which means you need many people running servers, and you need people to understand to connect to these external or additional servers, which means that people need to understand another layer of what is going on in the protocol in order to protect their social environment. And relays will have to monetize. And I've been thinking that that's a good thing, especially with the apps like Domus. I love the fact that Will has started Domus Purple or whatever, and I immediately signed up for it or paid for it. But it still has me thinking. It still has me wondering what problems will persist and how will they manifest in basically their worst form when we are talking about 30 million users. When we're talking about 100 million daily active users. If that coalesces, if that basically happens with one relay, three major relays, one app or something that just explodes for whatever reason, if everybody basically has to connect to that relay and everybody in that app is default essentially just connected to that relay, they could just do an update and remove the connecting to other relays. And, 90% of the people wouldn't realize or wouldn't even know that that happened, and the whole social media network would continue to operate just through that singular relay. Now, I'm not saying that will happen, but I'm saying it's possible, because there's still one fundamental flaw, is the client and server are different things. And I think that is a fundamental friction that needs to be fixed, that needs to find a solution to it. If it is hard to run a server, which, even with services, like I just went to a relaying.io right before I started this, which is where I have my Bitcoin Audible relay hosted, which I just share with the Audionauts. But it's such a perfect example of how easy it is to log in. Like, I just opened it in my browser, and then, Albi gave me a notification, do you want to log in? I said yes, and then it was just there. There was my relay, there were all my details. Like, it was nothing. I could not have thought about the situation that I had with Meta in like bullet point summary form before I would have already been logged in and working and doing things on my relaying.io, because I could just log in with Nostr. It was literally so freaking simple and so seamless. I want this experience for the entire web. This is how we should do things, but we still don't have a universal solution. We still don't have a broad one, and this mostly because of the network effect. I obviously only get this wonderful experience when I am using Nostr-based services. But again, going back to the just to the client-server problem, is, you know, I'm hosting a relay, but this costs. The service relaying.io just has a hosting fee, and it just simplifies all the relay thing. It just does all the relay relevant work for you, but it still just has a hosting fee like any web host, like any web server, because you have to have a web-facing server to do any of this. So it's not really any different than hosting your own website or, you know, hosting your own service or React app online. And I seriously think that is one of the major, one of the big fundamental barriers that centralizes the internet, is that you can't host from home. You can't broadcast an app to other people from your home computer. You can't send out updates. You can't coordinate with, you know, other peers, other people on the internet without finding some sort of a centralized host. You have to port forward. You have to set up a reliable, you know, central instance, basically. And that's a level of complexity that the vast majority of users will not deal with. Now, in a general sense, this idea of Nostr Wallet Connect and what they've built is amazing. Like, it's absolutely one of the best solutions to this sort of problem I've seen so far. Because trying to figure out how to get all of these apps and wallets and everything to connect to each other, and then also having very explicit instructions, like limitations on like what one is authorized to do, is so genius that like it, because of how simple it would be in this context. And it's very much like Insect Bunker. I've had a bunch of problems with getting Insect Bunker to work. It's just not very intuitive, even kind of like knowing how the keys work. Because there's, I can't even remember the setup right now, like to remember the terminology. And I had something work, but then I felt like it stopped working after like a couple of weeks. I can't remember exactly what was going on. But conceptually, it's a brilliant idea, and it is also pretty remarkably simple. But there's a lot of implementation details. There's a lot of UX to work out with things like that. But having those keys separate and sending instructions to something else and having a network, like a network of like Nostr relays specifically, in order to basically send those instructions. And even more importantly, is because it's an encrypted blob and it's their social media relay, you already have solved the forwarding problem. So that if you're not online at the exact same time, but you're still trying to get the invoice to them, if you're using Nostr, you have that, you've bridged that gap. So there's so many positives to it. And obviously the fact that it's simple in its security. These are all huge positives. And this is also why, one of the reasons why I still wonder if Nostr ends up becoming the thing, and it has another era or two of, you know, basically the bull markets of Nostr. The reason I suspect it's still possible is because of, one, the head start that it has, the enormous amount of development and the breadth of development that's on it, and these other like odd use cases, these kind of like external use cases that are purely like coordination. And I like even in the title, they called it a collaboration layer for apps and wallets. This is a really, really cool use case, but it also kind of suffers from which is a little bit what Slash Tags sort of suffered from, is without an underlying adoption to it as the network, we run into the problem again of like the XKCD comic of there are 15 competing standards and everything's trying to be the one that's best at as a general communication standard and how to interact with everything. And this is too confusing and it's too difficult to interface with them all. So I'm going to make a broad one that just works for everything. And now there are 16 competing standards all trying to do, etc. But there's also a bit of a caveat here, is that Nostr Wallet Connect is less a payment standard itself and more a connection layer, sort of. It's just leveraging the Nostr, like it seems to be. Granted, I can't quite find fine-tuned details. It seems like it's either just the real nitty gritty or the kind of like high level website explanation. And I'm kind of looking for that middle of the road explanation, honestly. But the one that's much deeper than what would be a marketing tagline and not quite as deep as me scouring the GitHub page to figure out how it works. But it would seem to me just conceptually that you could basically use any payment standard. Like, you could use Nostr Wallet Connect to talk Cashew, to talk LND versus C-Lightning versus, you know what I mean? Like, you could connect to the wallet in any other fashion using Nostr Wallet Connect. So it would basically just be, like, kind of in the same sense that your website doesn't have to be anything in particular, but you need to be available over HTTP. It seems to me from a high-level view that that's kind of where Nostr Wallet Connect would be, even though they specifically are leveraging WebLN for invoicing and stuff. And they do seem to have some sort of a standard, but it would also... It also seems that this could be used more generically. Like, you're just sending messages over Nostr. So if you wanted to do something else with it, I imagine this is a little bit more broad in how it could be used. But again, it might just be like WebLN might be all that's needed when we're talking about like connecting these things and integrating, a collaboration of Lightning apps. But I don't really know much about WebLN or the real specifics of even trying to make those integrations and getting those messages to, not clash. So that could just be a difference in or a conflict in my understanding of it. But going back to why I increasingly think that we're sleeping on hole punch, or that they basically just have not been discovered as really as a tool yet for this sort of thing. And the reason I still wonder, like, I don't think this is a race. Like, it's hard to kill something that has momentum, especially development momentum. So there's a big point for Nostr being widely used. And like I've said numerous times, I love it everywhere that I am able to use it. But we've also been trying to rebuild and re-decentralize the web for 15 years, for 20 years almost. You know, the peak of peer-to-peer traffic was like 2005 to 2007 range before it started to teeter off and we re-centralized into social media. And all of these new contexts or these new use cases for the web in connecting people individually and how they centralized because they specifically centralized around platforms because they required solutions to a couple of very complex problems. And it was easier, far easier to solve these things in a centralized manner with a platform. And then even better is that it was a heavily, heavily monetizable relationship. So they also scaled much faster. And in that context, it's a race because you have walled gardens. You're trapping people within your network. Your ID for Apple is only on Apple. You can't take your Apple ID anywhere else unless somebody else chooses to work with Apple and they, you know, do all of Apple's policies and they conform to all the things and they pay whatever the thing is to pay. And then they can log in with Apple ID. But all of the data, the ID, the ownership lies with Apple. And then the same thing with Twitter, with Facebook, with Instagram. These things, they all try to have some pseudo integration, but they all just like suck everything in and they trap it just as tightly as they can so that they are the one who owns it. And you cannot take your network anywhere. You cannot take your profile or your history, your follows, anything like that. It's all trapped. And the reason that is because we don't have decentralized identity, which essentially what we found out in the middle 2000s going into 2010 is that the internet wasn't just about finding websites or stores. Basically, the first iteration of the internet was kind of business, right? It was the business world. It was retail. It was services. And then we found out that what we actually wanted to do is we actually wanted to scale that down all the way. Like, we didn't just want to find a store on the internet. We wanted to find people. We wanted to connect. We wanted to chat with our friends. We wanted to be able to find them and build social networks. The internet was ultimately a social experiment, and we just used it for business for this first era. And we kind of like hacked together some social pieces of it, but it was so disjointed, and it's still massively disjointed. But where it wasn't disjointed is literally just because we all went to the same giant centralized service where we all plugged into their servers or their platform or their API. And I think the major fundamental pieces of the puzzle are decentralized identity, which Nostr solved in the simplest possible way. You just have a key and you sign everything. Done. Like, you don't need a consensus mechanism. You don't need a database anywhere. You don't need a blockchain. You don't need to buy usernames. Nothing. Just make a key, sign an event. Beautiful. Now build from that. Now make a protocol that just talks this thing. I think so much of it is everybody's trying to over-engineer everything. And this is one of the beautiful things about Nostr, is it doesn't really try to over-engineer anything. It just tries to do, it's like, well, what is all we need? What's the bare bones? Anytime we think maybe we should add more to it, nah, just do the only piece of it that's absolutely necessary. And that's also pretty good for security and reliability. You know, if you know the scope of how it operates and you understand the pieces of it, it's very likely that it's going to work when you expect it to work. And the limitations are obvious. So an obvious limitation is something that's easy to build a solution for. But that was number one, the persistent identity that is not just some username and login created by a service. The second thing is the establishment and maintenance of connections to other identities, of just saving and then interacting, the follows, the likes, the zaps, those sorts of things. This is where the ability to go viral was created, of sharing information from one network to another network, the repost, the retweet. This was the ultimate thing that defined what was social media, is that I have 100 friends, and one of those friends is, you know, has 100 different friends, but we're the one connection between his group of 100 friends and my group of 100 friends. And he shares something interesting, or even crazier, somebody from, even more likely, somebody from his group shares something, and then he reshares it, and I am the only one in my big social circle that actually got it. It's interesting, and so I share it to my 100 in the social circle, and then they share it, etc., etc. This ability to move information this way, of moving through the network rather than being posted on some website that everybody has to navigate to. This was another major thing that social media did that wasn't present in a different atmosphere. It's kind of like a new layer to the surfing of the web that happened when hyperlinks were created. I don't think that's common knowledge, at least, is that, you know, the web used to be like really clunky. You type stuff in, copy paste, etc. But when a hyperlink was created and you had the Netscape browser and stuff, suddenly you could experience the web. You could literally surf. You could just read an article and click on something and go to a completely different place with a different context, or dig deep into one particular topic. Like, that was a huge breakthrough. And the social media kind of comparable or analogous development to hyperlinking was the reposting, the sharing from my social group to your social group to somebody within your social groups, their entire different group, etc. So you could bridge, you could basically fan information out through social connections, rather than having the information itself sit in some static way. So maybe a way to think about it is that rather than what hyperlinking did was it brought the user to the information, and what reposting and sharing on social media did is it brought the information to the user. So that's the other big problem, is a protocol that accomplishes that same interaction and that same movement of information across a social graph. Now, the third big problem, and some of these are kind of like joint problems. Like, you think about it, the identity thing is basically the DNS problem and the HTTPS, like the SSL DNS. So it's like kind of the domain problem as well as the encryption problem. So a set of a key based system essentially solves both of those in one whack. But you still have a connection problem. You still have a host and server problem. How do you find each other? And where does the data sit? Now, Nostr solves the how do you find each other problem through the relay system. And it's very clever and also, again, simple. It doesn't try to reinvent a million different things. It just says, well, why don't we create a community? It's not a federation either. Why don't we create a community of servers and people can pick and choose their own? And I like this for a couple of different reasons, because it allows for disparate networks where, like some people would call that a negative, and in some ways it is a negative. In some certain cases it would be a negative, where you could be a part of a set of relays that aren't connected to some other big set of relays. Like you can have segments in the network, but in another sense it's also a form of defense. It's also a form of protection for the network from centralization, from the risk of being trapped in one location, and a potential benefit in being able to separate certain types of content in certain communities for the sake of privacy, for the sake of, I guess, introvertedness and a lot of the various security reasons why you would even do that as well. You know, like, we could all join the Bitcoin Audible relay and I could never say anything about it or tell anybody. And basically, if you know, there was an app or something, you could essentially bring all of your Nostr stuff with you, and then it would only be shared with the people on the Bitcoin Audible relay. So we could have our little private relay. Not, I mean, obviously my relay is private, but you could also have a relay specifically that was built to have a private community. And if nobody knew that relay was there, kind of like if nobody knew there was a website somewhere, you could host your own little private community, and you only let people in by approving their keys. And so anything shared on that relay is kind of like a quiet little group. So there's actually benefits to that as well as drawbacks from the context of like a global social network. But one of the things I've said before on multiple discussions about this is how much Bitcoin and Lightning will benefit from having an open protocol like that available, is that many of the limitations, the coordination problems of Bitcoin, are actually coordination problems of the internet. It's not a Bitcoin-specific problem. It's the fact that our coordination systems for the internet are largely centralized, closed platforms. We don't know how to find other people online. Like, a great example actually is Nunchuk. Nunchuk wallet, I talk about it a lot. I use it with my cold card and my tap signer and a wallet, a local, like keys on the phone. But one of the things that Nunchuk actually did, and it's fully encrypted, which is great, but it's also like I'm trusting them for a lot of this. But you can set up even though I can sign in with my key, I can use my Bitcoin key, quote unquote, as my account, I can also create a username and password with an email. But what it does is there's actually a chat app in the app, like a chat window in the app. And the really cool thing is I can find other users in Nunchuk. And if they have a Nunchuk account, we can actually create a little chat window and talk to each other. And we can sign multi-sig keys. We can sign wallets with each other. So if I have like a multi-sig that's like 3 of 5 with a bunch of family members, I can sign with my key and put a transaction in our chat, and then everybody can look at the details. It's like, we're sending this amount here, and this is the fee we pay, and blah, blah. And one of the keys is available. We need 2 more keys. I post it in the chat, and everybody else can be like, oh, cool, yeah, we're doing this. And then they sign it, and then the third person signs it. That UX is phenomenal. I have used it in multiple occasions, and I love it. But the accounts are with Nunchuk. There's no separate account. Like, I can't take that account with me to a different wallet. That conversation is stuck in Nunchuk. If that was using Nostr, it would live in all worlds at the exact same time. It could be utilized by every app that had multi-sig. That is a huge deal. That's a massive coordination problem of something like channel pools solved not by fixing Bitcoin, not by some new opcode, but by solving the coordination problem on the internet by a protocol that's completely separate from Bitcoin, but that leverages a decentralized key-based system that makes a massively valuable tool for Bitcoin and Lightning specifically. I think it's easy to think or easy to forget how many ways we can actually solve Bitcoin Lightning problems and coordination problems, and like the difficulty of having large pools of keys and multi-sig, that we might not have to touch Bitcoin to solve a lot of the big hurdles and the limitations of actually accomplishing that sort of collaboration. And that's a huge deal that Shinobi specifically brings up in this, that we cannot forget how many protocols around Bitcoin will actually solve. Think about it, like some of the biggest vulnerabilities of Bitcoin are centralization elements of the internet. If we solve those centralization elements of the internet, rather than trying to figure out some new thing that we can add to Bitcoin or some way that we can change Bitcoin nodes, why don't we create a new layer that solves the internet problem and just let Bitcoin use that? That's what's powerful about this concept, is Bitcoin becomes the monetary layer in a completely different stack, and it enables, obviously, the ability to monetize and create new ecosystems and markets in an entirely separate set of protocols. And a social protocol with the power to zap is incredibly revolutionary. But all of this gets me back to the fact that why I don't think this is a race, even though, momentum is hard to overcome sometimes if something is succeeding. But Keat, Hole Punch, has solved, in my opinion, the client-server problem. Is everybody is a server and everybody is a client at the exact same time. Everyone is just a peer. And it is also a key-based system. It is also, I think IDs, official IDs, which right now it's just every device has a key, but that actually makes it, and that will actually stay the case. IDs are actually a layer on top of all the device keys. But that makes it really easy also, very similar to what the benefit of this Nostr-based system is, being able to delegate exactly what each device is allowed to do, like incremental or granular permissions for each individual device, and not having to share Bitcoin keys in order to do it. It's basically like having your own server and then having your own API, and all it really manifests as is a permission for these devices with these explicit keys to send these sorts of messages, and then the device that receives it just has instructions on what each of those individual devices is allowed to do at any one point in time. But the keys all remain with that Lightning wallet. And because it's peer-to-peer, because they've solved the blind forwarding problem, and it's essentially like BitTorrent, in that as a read-only channel, a broadcast channel could scale up, is there's no infrastructure costs. I could have a channel where 1 million people are just watching my feed, and all of them are the hosts. All of them, everybody just downloads it from everybody else. And just like a torrent that has, 1 million downloaders and 10,000 seeders, it works better. It doesn't work crappier, it works better. So all of this is to say that I'm still on the fence as to where both of these things will keep their place. One of the things about Hole Punch is that it's not simple. Pair runtime and using the modules may be simple, but the design of the protocol is not. It's a lot of different, a lot of moving pieces to it. Nostr is a far simpler protocol at the end of the day, and maybe a lot of it will just be working together. Maybe there's enough momentum in Nostr, and if Nostr Wallet Connect becomes widely adopted, we don't necessarily have to solve that problem again with Keat, or not Keat, but with Hole Punch or with Pair Runtime. But you could very easily solve this problem with Pair Runtime, probably in a very similar structure, a very similar way that Nostr Wallet Connect does the payment stuff, and just use the peer-to-peer architecture rather than the relay architecture at the base layer. But I increasingly think that the most exciting things happening in Bitcoin right now, and the most powerful benefits to Bitcoin and Lightning exist either in the hole punch or the Nostr communities. Like, these are the two most important things to, in the short term and in the long term, have huge benefits to how Bitcoin operates and how Bitcoin apps interact. Having a collaboration layer, this is a big deal. This is a really, really cool thing, but it does need more eyes and it does need more people understanding how to develop it or how to integrate it. But I would really like to see something like that catch steam, something like this. And the website, by the way, is nwc.dev. If you want to check it out, obviously the link and everything will be in the show notes. A shout out to Shinobi for putting this piece together. This was really cool, and I love these, just generally these ideas like this. All of this stuff is fascinating to me, and I know I'll be covering a lot more about it in the near future. I mean, the project that I have been building or I've been working with and funding for the last little while is built on Hole Punch and the Pair runtime ecosystem. So I should have some really cool stuff to share there. And also, even though it's not explicitly designed for Bitcoin, there will be very Bitcoin-centric applications for it, ways to use it. And honestly, I'm just so excited to kind of get to the place where this is functional and to just show what is possible. So a shout out to Shinobi, as always, for the amazing articles. Shout out to Nostr Wallet Connect. This is such a cool idea. And could be hugely beneficial. And shout out to you guys for supporting the show, for listening, for subscribing. Don't forget to share this out. Don't forget to leave a review. And much love to our sponsors, to Swan and CoinKite, for supporting this show. I will catch you all on the next episode. If you haven't logged in with Nostr on Stacker News or anything, go do it. You're going to thank me because it just feels awesome. And until next time, I am Guy Swan. And take it easy, guys. It occurs to me that our survival may depend upon our talking to one another. Dan Simmons from Hyperion.